This immigration bill has become a war between the American people and their government. The issue now transcends anything related to immigration. It's a crisis of confidence between what the American people believe our government is and should be and what it is to them now and what they perceive it to be. This vote today is really not about immigration. It's about whether or not we're going to listen to the American people and realize that we need to proceed more carefully in a more sensitive manner and appear to be listening to the concerns of the American people. The allocation of time as we approach this vote is very symbolic of where we stand. The supporters of this bill, out of an hour's time, have allocated 10 minutes to the opinion of the American people. I think we should listen to the American people. I hope all of my colleagues will decide not to move ahead with this bill
and
vote against cloture today. I thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. One of the most encouraging parts about this debate, there is a silver lining, is that it has re-engaged the American people and shown us that we are truly a government of the people. They have spoken, and they've spoken loudly. Our phones have been ringing off the hook. Emails, letters. People are trying to get in touch with us. Even now, they're calling in such numbers that it's crashed the telephone system here in the Senate. My question to the Senate today is, what part of no don't we understand? We need to vote no against cloture and stop this process that is alienating the American people from what we do, and then enforce the laws that are on the books and prove that we are a nation of laws and that we will enforce the laws that have been passed by this Congress. I thank the President, and I yield back.